Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. RAWF After Hours right here on the RAWF Radio Network. I am your host, the owner of RAWF in the game we all know him of as Wrestler Unstoppable. I am Lord Amadeus. My co-host is running a little late tonight. He has texted me. He'll be here any time now, but he is running a little bit late, which is fine. We can do without him for a few minutes while we wrap up Black Friday with a big old bow. and go over the final results for Black Friday. When my co-host gets here, we will announce the final rankings for this period from Graveyard Smash to Black Friday, and announce who all have contender matches tomorrow here in Pensacola at the Pensacola Bay Center. It's going to be a huge show tomorrow. All right. So at Black Friday, we had the Immortal Griffith retain his Supreme Fighter Championship over Penelope Washington. We had Vex retain her Champions Choice Championship over The Wolf. STB retained his Powerball Championship over Penelope Washington. So not a good night for young Miss Penelope Washington, but I have a feeling she is going to be a force in the coming months here in RAWF. Multimedia Championship, Starlight defeated Erin McFadden to retain that multimedia title. She's been a very strong multimedia champion. We have a new, ladies and gentlemen, Triple Crown champion as Money Sue defeated DW, the incumbent champion, and Davila to win the Triple Crown Championship. And I ought to look up real quick before we move on. I know this is not his first time with the Triple Crown Championship. Might even be like his third or fourth time. I want to look that up real quick because I'm curious. Let's see. This will be the third time he has held the Triple Crown Championship in his illustrious RAWF career. So congratulations to Money Sue. We have a new FUBAR City champion as AF James defeated Papa Shaker to become FUBAR City champion. Blake Effin' Bradley, in what was one hell of a long match, but still a great match, Blake Effin' Bradley retained the Midnight Hobo Championship against Kane the Governor. Congratulations to Beast, who defeated Deez to win the national championship. And Mithras retained the Platinum Dragon Championship against the Paragon of Greatness. And Nightcrawler defeated Vex to retain the World Heavyweight Championship. It's certainly a statement made by our World Heavyweight Champion at Black Friday. All right, so that was Black Friday in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen. And like I said, once my co-host gets here, we will indeed announce the final rankings for the period. But we got some other things to talk about first. Psycho Girl is returned to action here in RAWF as a GM. And she is restarted. And she is bringing back the road to stardom. If you haven't seen the scene, you can go to the RAWF main page. You will find it in the links. Road to Stardom Season 5. So, yes, and she has the last season scene up there. Do you have what it takes to travel the road to stardom and win the Psycho Corner Championship and 250 Wrestler Bucks? The ultimate prize of 250 WrestleBucks and the Psycho Corner Championship. Matches will be 3 days, 150 health, defense, and bag allowed. If you haven't already signed up, which I see a lot of people have already, at least 20, I'm counting, maybe 15 to 20 people have signed up already. If you want to try the travel the road to stardom, feel free to go in and put your name down. All right, speaking of the RAWF main page, did a little revamping of it today. Hopefully it's a little bit more, a little easier to navigate, I'm hoping. Your thoughts and comments on this would be appreciated. I like to get input from if it's working for everybody. All right, so still no sign of L Vacant, but that's okay. Let's take a look at some events going on in RAWF right now. The Veterans Day tournament that started back in November is now down to the semifinals. You have the Queen of Sexiness taking on the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, in one semifinal matchup, and the unsettled Chris Cage taking on Davila in the other semifinal matchup. That means all four people will walk away with at least 1 million coins. So congratulations to those four finalists. All right. Also, the Arsenal Powerball Extra Points Tournament and Biatch of the Month have all been started, as have the Hatfield and McCoy Division tournaments. Let's take a look at the Claymore Retirement Tournament that started. See if there's enough. We're still in round two of that. Well, it's not too bad. We're in round two of the Claymore Retirement Tournament that started at Black Friday. You have Winnie versus Kitty Kabam, Hobo Ezekiel versus Crazy Serb. I'm taking on Kane the Governor, Fire Chief Bill versus TPO. The Cougar, the First Lady of Anarchy, has already moved to round three. Teflon Sheik taking on Tad Beaglewolf Dennis. Slashy taking on Blake Effin Bradley. Marquise Desaad taking on the Paragon of Greatness. Defila defeated Revenge Gibson to move on to round three. Prince taking on Penelope Washington. Maeve O'Hare defeated Deez to move on to round three, as did Agent of Hate. He defeated the Razor to move on to round three. Knox Boogie and Calvin Clark were going at it. Vex defeated Simply the Best to move on to round three, as did Chris Cage defeat the Wolf. And Denzel the Giant defeated the Immortal Griffith to move on to round three. So that is your Claymore Retirement Tournament. All right. Well, now, may have to go without El Vacant. He says he's really running really late right now. So we may have to, we'll just have to move on, and I'll have to do his job for him tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, here are your final top 25 for the period of October-November 2023 from Graveyard Smash to Black Friday. At number 25 is The Undertaker. At number 24, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. At number 23, Crazy Serb. Number 22, been a while since we've called his name in a final top 25, but it's Big Effin' Hitman. At number 21, another name we haven't read off very often is Scythe. So some people resurging here towards the end of the year in Scythe and Big Effin' Hitman. At number 20 is your Supreme Fighter Champion, the Immortal Griffith. At number 19, your reigning multimedia champion, she is Starlight. At number 18, he is your White Lightning champion. He is the unsettled Chris Cage. At number 17, Kane the Governor. At number 16, Dr. Kent. At number 15, your reigning Triple Crown champion, Money Sue. At number 14, the reigning world heavyweight champion, Nightcrawler. At number 13, Maeve O'Hare. At number 12, the reigning national champion, Beast. At number 11, the returning Denzel the Giant. At number 10, your reigning Midnight Hobo champion, Blake Effin Bradley. At number 9, the reigning Champions Choice champion, Vex. At number 8, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack, Hobo Ezekiel. I can't say it as well as El Vacant. It just doesn't sound right. At number 7, your reigning FUBAR City champion, AF James. At number 6, your reigning Estrogen champion, Diesel Warrior, DW. At number 5, the Teflon Sheik. At number 4, your Men's and Powerball champion, Simply the Best. At number 3, the reigning Platinum Dragon champion, Mithras the Title Machine. At number 2, the Paragon of Greatness. And at number 1, the winner of the Extra Points Tournament, Deez. So, what does that mean for contender matches tomorrow on Superstars? Here's what we have. Live from the Pensacola Bay Center in Pensacola, Florida. First of all, two big title matches will happen tomorrow as the rematch for the Platinum Dragon Championship Mithras will defend against the paragon of greatness, the challenge laid out here on the program and accepted by both men. So that match happens tomorrow. But Paragon's got an interesting evening when he's gonna do that, and he'll be facing off against Deez for a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship at Jingle Hell Rock. Paragon, it will be Deez versus the Paragon of Greatness for a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship. For a shot at the Platinum Dragon Championship, it'll be the Teflon Sheik taking on Hobo Ezekiel. For a shot at the National Championship, it'll be Vex taking on Denzel the Giant. For a shot at the Midnight Hobo Contendership, shot at the Midnight Hobo Championship, it'll be Maeve O'Hare versus Dr. Kent. Fubar City Contender Match, it'll be Kane the Governor versus the Unsettled Chris Cage. Two Triple Crown Contendership matches to see who will square off with Money Sue at Jingle Hell Rock. It'll be the Immortal Griffith versus Crazy Serb and Scythe versus Big Effin. And for an opportunity at Starlight's Multimedia Championship, it'll be the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, versus The Undertaker, also tomorrow. Marquis de Sade will defend the Superstars Championship against La Capone. And in a Superfly Showdown, this match accepted by both men earlier this week, Strangleheart will take on Joe Boo. So that is the rundown of the main matches for tomorrow's Superstars. That's going to be an interesting evening, to say the least. And so LV can hopefully get here soon so we can at least discuss that with him. But in the meantime, let's see here. Well, we might as well see if we got a GM report from the First Lady of Anarchy. She is here. Let's bring on.
Oh, my God. What is that? What is that?
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
No!
Ladies and gentlemen, she is the Cougar. Good evening, Cougs.
Hello, LA.
And how are you doing this evening? You've got to be walking pretty proud today of your boys. Of course, your husband's still the World Heavyweight Champion, and now Beast has added the National Championship to Anarchy's trophy case. So you ought to be feeling pretty good.
We were kind of up there high, and then one of us has suffered a loss. So now we're kind of circling the wagons around them to help them in their mourning process at this time.
Absolutely, and our condolences are extended absolutely to the person that suffered the loss. I don't know if you want to mention who or what, but yes, definitely some condolences.
He is fine with the mentioning. It was Beast, and he lost an aunt that was very dear and close to his heart.
Well, our condolences, Beast, and it's hard to lose someone so cool that you really enjoy, especially in times like this. So, Beast, our condolences. And if there's anything, if you ever need to talk, you know where to find me. All right. But, Cougs, anything to report? Let's get down to business now. From the High Voltage Invitational or Anything Goes division.
High Voltage will go first because it's a little bit easier for me because the other one shocked me a little bit. High Voltage, we do have Nightcrawler, Mithras, Simply the Best, and The Undertaker moving on to Season 10. The tournaments have started for the other four spots that are available. As soon as those are won, I will get that started. So hopefully we will have somebody by Love Hurts. I lied. Jingle Hell Rock. I was skipping one. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I would hope you'd have something by Love Hurts, considering it's over 2 months away still. But,
okay.
Yeah, anyway.
I told you, my mind's been busy today.
I hear you.
Going on to Anything Goes, that has started. Their first match is the Greco-Roman match. Only body slams, hip toss, and moves from the hold category are allowed. Last move must be a submission move before you can pin, which is from the hold category. No defense is allowed, and should you choose to use a DQ move, you can be disqualified. Just a friendly reminder, please remember to go to the scene or wait for me to post the match rules in your match before you start, because we already have somebody that's been disqualified for not following the rules. And you know I'm a stickler for that.
Absolutely. As you should be.
And then the part that shocked me was the Big Bad Bully himself signed up for one of my divisions here, and it threw me for a little loop. It startled me. He's never joined one of my divisions.
Big Bad Bully?
Oh, come on. You know the Big Bad Bully. Papa Shaker?
Oh, I didn't know that was his. I didn't know that.
Shame
on
you.
I did not know that. I never knew he was the Big Bad Bully. So, all right. Welcome. All righty then. Well, Kooks, stick around if you can. We'll talk to you a little bit because you do have a big match tomorrow. Should be interesting. Looking to possibly add to Anarchy's list of titles thus far. We shall see. All right. Next up. Well, wait a minute. I believe we may have a co-host sighting. In he comes, and what the hell are you wearing?
What? You know, it's my sweater. You don't like it?
Okay.
My Christmas sweater.
I'm all for ugly Christmas sweaters. You know, I'm all for those, but that's not a Christmas tree.
No. You don't know what that is?
No.
So you don't know what I am?
You're a Mexican, so it's a.
I'm a vacant in a pear tree.
So you read that, did you? I don't know. I was tired when I wrote up that workup, so it's funny, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. So
I saw it in time to have a sweater.
Oh, my goodness. We ought to do that. All right. So, El Vacant, I had to, because you were running a little late tonight, I had to do your job for you tonight and read off the final top 25 rankings. But
well, you know you didn't do number 12 right.
I didn't do number 12 right. I didn't do number 18 to what would be your satisfaction, or number 8 as well. So, if you would like to reread the RAW rankings, because I'm sure there's people out there that may have missed it or not heard, so, and I'm sure they all prefer you to read it anyway. So, if you wouldn't mind, let's have a rehash.
Okay, fine. All right, so, pardon me a moment. I have to dig it out because I just got here. All right, here it is. All right. So as you know, these are the finals. He's already read them once, but, you know, I'm going to read them this time, you know, with style. In 21st place. 21st? I certainly have the lisp now. I don't know where that came from. In 25th place, it is The Undertaker. In 24th place, we have the Cougar. Hola, Cougar. I see you over there, right there. Hi. In 23rd place, we have the Crazy Serb. In 22nd, we have the Big Effin Hitman. He's not that big. Why do we call him that? He's more of a medium. Yeah, all right, whatever. All right. In 21st place, we have Psy. Good to see him back up in there. In 20th place, we have our current Supreme Fighter. What?
Well, I hear about Psy being back up in there.
Oh, well, you this is a family show, sir.
Sorry. Continue, please.
Well, it's okay. That's how families get started anyway. In 20th place, the Supreme Fighter Champion, the Immortal Griffith. In 19th place, our current multimedia champion, Starlight. I like Starlight. She's cute. All right. Sorry. In 18th place, we have our current White Lightning champion and the most aptly named man in all of wrestling, the Unsettled Chris Cage. In 17th place, we have Kane, the governor. I'm not even going to give him crap for the spelling anymore. There's no point. In 16th place. Oh, look at that. The doctor is in. He's in 16th place. Dr. Kent. In 15th place, the man with the mouth, a triple crown champion, Money Sue. In 14th place, our current world champion. Is that still true? Yeah, see, we finished that? Yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, our current world champion, Nightcrawler. In 13th place, we have, hola, mate. I see you out there. We'll talk in a little bit, right? I got nice, clean knee here just waiting for you. Right there. See, yeah, that knee. Good. All right. In 12th place, we have our current national champion. In 11th place, we have Denzel the Giant. He's allowed to use it. He's big. He's tall like me. He can be called a giant. In 10th place, we have actually one of my favorites. And apparently, I got a package I have to open for him in a little bit. Apparently, I showed up today, and one of the interns told me I had a message from him. But that's I'll read that in a little bit, I guess. But that's right. In 10th place, we have the Midnight Hobo champion, Blake motherfucking Bradley. In 9th place, we have our current champion's choice champion, Lady Vex. I see her out there, too. Hola. In 8th place, look at this. You say it with me. Clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack. That's right, Hobo Ezekiel in 8th place. In 7th place, our current FUBAR City champion, maybe the best-dressed FUBAR City champion we've ever had, AF James. That man is dapper, I tell you. In 6th place, we have our current estrogen champion, Diesel Warrior. In 5th place, we have everybody's favorite Shake Slinger, Teflon Chic. In 4th place, why are you looking at me like that? You don't like Shake Slinger? Was that not good? I'll get back to that.
Just.
In 4th place, we have the current men's and the Powerball champion, Simply the Best. Every time I say that, I can't help. I get the song on my head. Like, it's Simply the Best. I can't help it. Better than all the rest. Every time. All right. In 3rd place, we have our current Platinum Dragon champion, Mithras, the title machine. That leaves us 2nd place with Big Purple himself, Paragon of Greatness. And in 1st place, the man who decided to get serious and go for the gold, ends the season in 1st place. Good for him. Congratulations, everybody. That is your top 25.
And yep, Deez called his shot a few weeks ago, said he was coming after whoever was world champion at Jingle Hell Rock. He said it was going to be him challenging. Now only one man stands in his way from, two men, honestly, but right now one man. He has to get by one to make the other one work. So we will see what happens. That one's going to be very interesting. So Deez versus the Paragon of Greatness tomorrow. A big night for Paragon, Alvaken, is not only has he got an opportunity for a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship, he's taking on Mithras in a rematch from Black Friday for the Platinum Dragon Championship. And if all the cards fall right, Paragon of Greatness, if he can pull it off, could be both World Heavyweight and Platinum Dragon Champion when 2022 ends.
Been a while since we've had someone do that.
It has been. And certainly been a while since we've seen Paragon with the World Heavyweight Championship. So we will see what happens. It is going to be a very interesting match. Who do you like? Will it be Deez, who right now it seems to have all the momentum, or will it be Paragon?
I'm very hard-pressed to go against Paragon. You know, I enjoy him very much. I think he's a really good representative of the company. And when he's on his game, he's one of the best we ever have. But I don't know. Deez looks like a man on the mission. He's been gunning for this. And I think he's going to be... I think he's just going to be hungrier going into this match. He's never had that title, and he wants it, and he wants it bad, and he's been making that very clear.
It is true. It's one of the few titles that Deez actually hasn't held in his RAWF career. So it is certainly something he is he wanted from – he called his shot. He's trying to pull a Babe Ruth here at the end of 2022. We will see what happens. We'll discuss the other contender matches in just a moment, but I need to get one more GM report out of the way. He is the chairman of RAWF. Ladies and gentlemen, our Powerball GM, please welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, the Razor is here. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, L. Lakin.
Oh, hi. You like my sweater?
Yeah, it's different. So, from the Powerball division, we have an update. We are in the quarterfinals. And we have Marcus Desaad taking on Mithras the Title Machine. We have Beast taking on Slashy. We have Nox Boogie taking on Bone Dog. And we have Allie taking on Killer Neptune.
All right. And of course, Killer Neptune, no stranger to the Powerball Championship, and neither is Mithras. So there are definitely some favorites in there, and a mixed scattering of other names that never had a shot at the Powerball Championship. So sounds interesting. Sounds good. Anything to add to this, Razor?
No.
All right.
Nothing.
I'll just say, congratulations to your Michigan Wolverines.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I wasn't going to bring it up, but.
I know.
What is that Wolverine do?
It's American football. You know, you don't.
Okay.
Just a thing.
Okay. They named their team after a Wolverine?
Yes.
They know that Wolverines are very solo creatures and don't do teamwork, right?
I have no idea why they named it. They've been that name for hundreds of years. So, all right. At any rate, thank you, Razor. All right. So now, El Vacant, back to discussing the contender matches. Platinum Dragon contender match. It will be Teflon Sheik versus Hobo Ezekiel to see who will face Mithras or Paragon, depending on who wins tomorrow's matches, for the Platinum Dragon Championship at Jingle Hell Rock. Your thoughts?
I don't know. I, 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 I,
I thought you fell asleep there for a second. You know, like,
no, I, that's it. I mean, it's hard to really call that match. I mean, the first match was really close. He's going to be really motivated. I'm surprised this match is happening at all, okay?
You're surprised that it's happening. Why is that?
Wait, I'm sorry. I got distracted. I was looking at Maeve out there again. We are talking about the Platinum Dragon match tomorrow, right?
Right, the contendership match, not the title match.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is Teflon and Hobo?
Hobo Ezekiel.
Right. Oh, well, that's different. I think Hobo's going to take that all the way.
All right. Hobo, you're expecting Hobo to get challenged for the Platinum Dragon Championship at Jingle Hell Rock. All right.
Sorry, National I'm very distracted. You see what she's wearing tonight? That's not fair.
I'm okay. I'll take you. Okay. Wow. What were we talking about? National contender match. Yes. National title contender match. It will be Vex taking on Denzel the Giant to see who will face Beast for the national title.
On paper, Denzel should literally like pick her up and eat her for lunch. Like that, she should be a snack for that man. But and I don't mean that in a perverted way. You stop that out there. I see you. No. I just mean like, look, he's a big dude. Like she should, but she's like, she's a fighter, man. She's been winning matches a lot lately that, you know, people have been counting her out for. I think Vex is going to pull that out.
All right. Well, Beast out there saying seeing his money is on Vex. So he says Vex is going to be his challenger at Jingle Hell Rock, which, you know, I could see that. Vex certainly has some history with the national championship. And I could see her absolutely going to face Beast at Jingle Hell Rock. So, Midnight Hobo Contendership, this one's interesting. Maeve O'Hare will be taking on Dr. Kent for a shot at the Midnight Hobo Championship, possibly returning to the title that she held for a long time if she can get past Dr. Kent and go on to face Blake Bradley. I'm sure you're pulling for Maeve on this one.
I mean, I'm always pulling for Maeve. Look, I think it's really going to boil down, and we'll get a chance to talk to her later. Yay. Sorry, I looked out of the booth again. I lost track of my sentence. We're going to get a chance to talk to her later about that. But look, I think it's going to boil down to whether she has decided she wants that title back. She had it for a really long time. So one of two things could happen. She could feel possessive of it and want it back, or she could be like, look, I did that, been there, done that. I'm going after other things now. You know, we don't know where her mind's at, and we won't know that until we talk to her. But look, if she says, she comes in here and says, no, I want my title back, God damn it. Well, she won't say that because she's a good Catholic girl, but you know, gosh darn it, whatever. Actually, she'll probably say it in Gaelic, and I don't know what that is. But, if she comes in and says, it's my belt, it's because she's going to go take it.
All right. I can't disagree. FUBAR City Contendership match. Kane the Governor versus the Unsettled Chris Cage. Two tough individuals. Who do you like in this one?
So, this is another one of those weird ones where on paper, Kane should win this match every time, right? Kane is a mat technician. He's very skilled. He's very talented. He should just walk in there and have his way with Chris Cage. But that's not what's going to happen. He's going to walk in there. He's going to be the mat technician he is, and he's just going to he's going to end up facing the pure insanity that is Christopher Cage. And if he can't adjust to that, he's going to have a rough night.
And you just jinxed Christopher Cage. You realize that because every time you pick against Kane.
And you make a good point. you make a valid point. Sorry, Cage. My bad.
Yeah. All right. So, first Triple Crown contender match, the Immortal Griffith takes on Crazy Serb. Immortal Griffith, of course, a former Triple Crown champion. He just had it a few months ago. So to get back into that title picture, he only has to go up against Crazy. He has to beat Crazy Serb to go on to face, be one of the two challengers to Money Sue. What do you think the Immortal Griffith's mindset it will be about this match?
I don't know. Look, he had a very specific mindset last month, and that didn't go his way. And he's been having a pretty rough patch since that loss in the contendership last month. I think he's trying to figure out what to do next. That's just my guess. Again, he'll be here later. We can talk to him about that directly. But, I don't know. I mean, Crazy Serb is kind of a wild card because he hasn't been in this sort of level in the company before, as far as I know. I don't know if there's any history there between the two. I'll have to go, check some tape. But, if he decides he wants the belt, I have a hard time betting against the Immortal. But, I don't know enough about Crazy Serb. I've heard good things. I heard he's very good in the ring. I just don't have any first-hand experience.
All right, and the other Triple Crown contender match, it is Scythe versus Big F and Hitman, two individuals we haven't seen in the title picture in quite a while, to be honest with you. I think they're evenly matched up. Who do you give the edge to?
I do think they're pretty evenly matched up, but I'm gonna give the edge to Scythe on this one.
I tend to agree. So we will see what happens. That it could be a very interesting matchup. Money Sue versus the Immortal Griffith versus Scythe would be very interesting for Jingle Hell Rock. But we won't know if that's the case until those matches happen tomorrow. And then finally, for the multimedia champ, for a shot at the multimedia championship, it is the First Lady of Anarchy taking on The Undertaker for a shot at Starlight. I'm going to guess, educational guess, that you're pulling for Cougs in this one.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Dinker.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It will be a hell of a matchup one way or the other, I think, but...
It's going to be a great match. It is going to be a great match, but I think history tells me that when these two dance, Cougar has a tendency to win.
Well, let's bring her back in. Cougs, are you still there? Hopefully. Cougs?
Cougs.
Hello.
So the opportunity tomorrow against the Undertaker to go on to face Starlight for the multimedia championship. Some unfinished business possibly between you and Starlight.
I can't say she's my top 10 favorites list, but not exactly wanting to rip her throat out other than the fact that she's a human.
Okay.
And apparently they're only good for one thing, unless you're on a certain list like I am.
Exactly.
So, Cougs, when you face The Undertaker tomorrow, what's the strategy? What's the plan? And will you have you've got the World Heavyweight Championship and the national title already in the stable. The goal is, I'm sure, to add the multimedia championship at all costs. Am I right?
That is correct. As far as my strategy and plan, you know the rules. I never give that up. However, I have been watching back tapes of myself recently, and I still have a weakness that I haven't quite figured out. Don't figure it out before I get in the ring with him tomorrow.
All right. Well, I'm certain, it would be great if you guys at Jingle Hell Rock walked out with all three titles. It would certainly be a hell of an ending of 2022 for Anarchy. Let's talk about a couple members of Anarchy. Chaz seems to be losing confidence. Have you had any talks with him about what he can do to get back up there, to get himself into an opportunity?
We have had some discussions with him, and whether he takes our advice or not, we don't know as of yet. We will have to see how it goes after the new year. But yes, we have been having discussions with him.
All right. And, well, I mean, I do hope, I would like to see Chaz get himself a title somewhere down the road. It seems like he's one of the hardest workers in the company. He's one of the hardest workers I know, and yet it just doesn't seem to be going his way. Hopefully we see him with some gold very soon here in RAWF. So anything else you'd like to discuss anarchy-wise? I mean, it's got to be a really good mood other than, of course, the loss. But you know, other than that, spirits have got to be high.
Spirits are high, and we are looking to grow. That's all I'll say about that right now.
All right. Well, with that being said, let's talk to your husband, the World Heavyweight Champion, who has decided to grace us with his presence. And I'm sure you would love to stick around for that. Let's bring on... Gentlemen, your RAWF World Heavyweight Champion Nightcrawler is here. Good evening, NC.
Greetings, heathens. How are you all doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself there, champ?
Living the dream, my friend. Living the dream.
So, a huge statement made by yourself at Black Friday, the win over Vex to retain the World Heavyweight Championship for the first time. That had to feel good. And, certainly, any naysayers now have no doubt that you are legit after that victory. Tell us how it feels.
Well, one of those naysayers is myself. I mean, holy fuck, I went into that match thinking, well, one and done, I guess. You guys asked me on the show a few weeks back, who would I rather face, Griffith or Vex? And I didn't want to answer then. But Vex wasn't the name that was coming through my mind. I have had you know, up until then, I've just not had the best of luck against her, and she's been an incredible match. I mean, holy shit, that was that took me to my absolute limits, and it made a statement. You're right, to myself, as far as my turnaround in RAWF as a wrestler and my in-ring action, it was probably the hardest match of my entire career. And I came out on top. I'm happy, ready for Jingle Hell Rock. Looks like I'm either going to be facing Paragon or Bees, both excellent wrestlers. I've faced them in the past. Looking forward to the match. I will be paying close attention to their match tomorrow on Superstars. And then, of course, we will be reviewing tapes and what have you to retain and go into 2023 as the RAWF heavyweight title holder.
And let's talk about those two, because first of all, these who several weeks ago called his shot, like Babe Ruth. He just said, I'm coming after whoever is champion at Jingle Hell Rock. And right now he's almost there. He's been very determined, one probably the most determined I've ever seen him in his career. He won the extra points tournament. The only real loss was to Beast and for that national title, but that didn't seem to faze him. I think he's focused forward and is it going to look back. But your thoughts on facing D's in the situation that he's created?
D's was an amazing national champion, but, you know, the national champion is kind of a step to the heavyweight title. So, yeah, he had to lose that to get to the big-time title, which is, of course, the RAWF's heavyweight title. I think a match against D's will be an incredible match. I've got a lot of respect for him over the years that I've faced him. I did have actually a match. I was just thinking tonight while listening to the show, I did have a match against him for the FUBAR title. Oh, I don't know, about 2 years ago. He kicked my ass pretty good. So, but that was then, this is now. And I think D's coming after the gold is great. Like you said, he's called a shot. He's taking it. And I'll be here to deflect it.
But, of course, it could also be the Paragon of Greatness, who is literally a legend here in RAWF, a several-time holder of the World Heavyweight Championship in the past. He's looking to end his 2022 on a high note. Could possibly, if things fall just right for him, end up with both the Platinum Dragon and World Heavyweight Championships. He's definitely someone you've got to plan for ahead of time.
I think everybody that gets to this level, you have to plan for ahead of time. Not one person is more or less important than the other person when you get to this level of going after the heavyweight title. Paragon of Greatness, I've had a lot of respect for him over the years. He's just, you know, overall, he's a great guy and a great competitor. And whether I'm facing him or D's, I'll be happy, you know, because quite frankly, I'll be facing the best that RAWF has to offer. Paragon of Greatness. I've faced him before. I've won. I've lost. But make no mistake, when I find out who is going to be contending, competing against me for this title, I am going to be on them like white on rice, learning everything I can about them so that I come out at the end of 2022, going into 2023 as the RAWF champion. And that's just how it is.
All right. Now you got to remind me, because I am blonde, but are we not coming up on is it 1 or 2 year anniversary of you being married to the lovely Cougs? Or was that
actually three years.
We're gonna have
really?
A third, yeah.
But that's coming up.
Anniversary will be 3 years.
That's
Rativersary.
That's right.
Oh, Rativersary. Why did I think it was around this time? Okay.
Yeah,
see, Rativersary. Told you. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
All right. Well then
but hey, you know what? It was 2 years ago around this time I was going after her. So
There you go. All right. Well, it's been a hell of a 2022 for you and Cougs so far. And we find out tomorrow exactly how it might go at Jingle Hell Rock, whether who your opponent will be for the World Heavyweight Championship and whether Cougs can beat Undertaker to go after the multimedia championship held by Starlight. I'm sure if I were to ask you to predict that match, you would predict Cougs, but talk to me about Cougs and the Undertaker.
If I know what's good for me.
You're right, exactly.
Cougs has got this. I'm not a fan of the competition anyways. I'll be there beside Cougs. to watch her kick ass and do what she needs to do to bring more gold to Anarchy. This is going to be a walk in the park, I think, for her. I really do. I mean, Cougar's such an amazing, amazing wrestler in ring. And an amazing person outside of the ring, too. Well, to me, anyways. And I am looking forward to this match between her. And I have no doubt in my mind that, and that not just because, of course, it's my lovely wife, but I have no doubt in my mind that she's got this handled. And
I was just going to let you know that you will also be in action tomorrow in Pensacola. You'll be taking on Spade on the undercard in a non-title match. Are you familiar with Spade and what he brings to the table?
Spade, yes, I'm very familiar with Spade. I actually see him in USL quite a bit. However, being that this is an RAWF Superstars match, I'll be paying more close attention to him. He's a good competitor. It'll be good to keep the ring rust off of me moving forward to Jingle Hell Rock.
El Vacant, are you still there? I know you were. El Vacant, can you hear me?
Did I put him to sleep?
No, he's having technical difficulties, I think.
Those tacos. But
no,
I want to give a huge shout out to Chris Cage for winning Sparky back in the high voltage. Congratulations, buddy.
Winning Sparky back. Is that what that title's called now? Sparky?
Sparky. To Chris, it's Sparky.
To Coogs, it's Sparky.
To Chris, it's Sparky.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Yeah. It is what it is there. And we will see. Chris Cage seems to be drawn to that title like a fly to one of them lights, although he just keeps going back there. All right.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
All right. Nightcrawler, good. We will find out tomorrow who your opponent, Jingle Hell Rock, is. Cougs, good luck tomorrow against The Undertaker, and always a pleasure to have the two of you on here together. We should do this more often.
Hell yeah. Anyways, I'm off, so hail Satan, everybody. Have a good night. We'll see you on the other side.
Hail Satan. All right.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, El Vacant.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. Yes, we can hear you, El Vacant. Can you hear us?
Yeah, conditions. Give me a bad mic. Had to go out and get another one myself because they just looked at me like morons when I said I couldn't be heard. How do you feel about retaining your title against these kind of odds, huh? You covered that already, didn't you?
We talked about that.
I did. No. Yeah.
You want to ask him who he thinks will win the world contender? Oh, never mind. We covered that. Maybe
what do you think of my sweater?
Yeah, what do you think of his sweater? There you go.
His sweater?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
my
friend, it looks better on you than it would on me. That's what I think about it.
Well, I mean, I am quite suave, so, I mean, everything.
You are, yes. Yeah, well, that's true.
All right.
I can't
argue
that.
NC, we find out tomorrow who faces you at Jingle Hell Rock. I'm sure you'll be watching and waiting. And good luck to you, Cougs, against Undertaker tomorrow.
Thank you, Alex.
Al Vacant,
on the way out the door.
Right now, those two are kind of the power couple in RAWF, don't you think? You got the World Heavyweight Champion and the First Lady of Anarchy. It's kind of a power shift right now as Anarchy
right now.
So we will find out what happens. All right, ladies and gentlemen, next up is the man who could face Nightcrawler at Jingle Hell Rock, but he has to get by a very determined person before that can happen. Plus, he's also got another match that could distract him tomorrow. Plus, well, we'll get to that when we talk to...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the cleanse in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the grid to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on it, bitches. Better recognize a damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptizing blood of the fallen. Keep it G, go and have your family slam. Fuck around, beat it that hologram. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleep. With the rat that creep in my flesh for weeks. Hey, and the maggot still sleep. Try to open wounds, stress.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Paragon of Greatness is here. Good evening, Paragon. Are you okay?
How's it going,
you all right?
LA?
You all right, then?
There's shenanigans about, but, well, we got a radio show to do. We've got a radio. I've got to focus. All right.
Yeah, you got to focus. You got, dude, you definitely got to focus. I mean, what's at stake tomorrow on what's at stake tomorrow is huge for you in Pensacola tomorrow. First of all, challenging Mithras the Title Machine for the Platinum Dragon Championship in a rematch. He challenged you to a rematch. You accepted. That match happens tomorrow. Let's discuss that first. Big opportunity for you, one that doesn't come along very often, an opportunity to fix what went wrong at Black Friday.
That's an interesting phrasing there, LA, because that's kind of the thing, and I suspect that that's the reason why Mithras issued this challenge seemingly out of nowhere, is opportunity to fix what went wrong at Black Friday, because I don't think anything went wrong at Black Friday. I know that sounds very strange. Obviously I didn't win the match. But sometimes there's this rare occurrence in our sport, especially amongst some of the highest level talent in a company like this, where you can do everything right. Every step in the ring is perfect. You executed every move to its maximum potential. Every single thing goes right. And ultimately, the champion's advantage decides the win, or a miracle positioning next to the ropes from somebody you're attempting to pin determines the victory, something that is mostly beyond your control. And I think that Mithras the Title Machine saw a match that was wrestled in a way that nobody could criticize, nobody could make any blames on mistakes or anything of that nature. A match by two of the best in the world doing the best they could in a match. And I think that he saw this, how would I put it? He saw this matchup for a rare, hate to say this in the season, a rare snowflake of a match, something unique unto itself that will never be able to be duplicated. He saw a match that amazed the RAWF crowd in a way that we haven't seen in a long time. And being the man that he is, being the champion that he is, Mithras the Title Machine graciously offered the opportunity to run it back. Let's not try to duplicate, but let's try to one up what we did at Black Friday.
It certainly will be a happening tomorrow in Pensacola when you get that rematch with Mithras the Title Machine. But there's another match for you tomorrow, ironically enough. That is could be even bigger than the match with Mithras, just slightly, as you will take on Deez for a shot at Nightcrawler's World Heavyweight Championship at Jingo Hell Rock. Now, I've already mentioned it several times. Deez called his shot a few weeks ago, very determined. He says he will be the one to face Nightcrawler for the World Heavyweight Championship at Jingo Hell Rock. What say thee, POG?
First of all, I'm absolutely dumbfounded that I've found myself in this position. It's always when you least expect it. I tell you, going into tonight, I was 100% focused in on talking about this Platinum Dragon Championship match. I thought that would be the newsworthy segment of the show for me tonight. Little did I suspect that I would also be talking about this opportunity against Deez to potentially challenge for the World Heavyweight Championship, something that, I mean, boy, it feels really good, LA, to know that even in some of the darker times of my career, I can have these moments where it feels like everything, all of the effort, all of the times that I go out there for the crowd and I try to represent this company, that it really pays off and means something. I said a couple of weeks ago before the Black Friday pay-per-view that I stood at the doorstep of destiny. Here's the thing about that, LA. Destiny isn't going to answer the door if you don't knock. I'm going here against Deez for the number one contendership, against Mithras for the Platinum Dragon Championship. And I'm going to tell you right now, knock, freaking knock. I'm going to the door of destiny one more time, and it is finally, mercifully, time to catch a break, because it has been a long time coming, LA.
It certainly has, and the potential here, Paragon, the potential here, and this is the best case scenario, so let's not, you know, don't want to get you too excited or be considered a jinx, but if all the cards fall into place for you, you could end 2022 as both the World Heavyweight and Platinum Dragon Championship, something you have never done in your career. You've come close a couple times, but I don't believe you've ever accomplished it. Does that mean to me? Or you? Me? I don't know what it means to me, but what does it mean to you?
Sorry, you threw me off a little bit there. What it means to me is something beyond words. Here I am, after all of these trials and tribulations, after constant crises of believing in myself, whether or not I think that the people should still be able to believe in me, and to be able to be presented with this opportunity, I can't possibly articulate the emotions that are going through me right now. The best thing that I can say is I have to take this one week at a time. I have this opportunity, of course, but this is RAWS. It's the best competition in the world, and this isn't a situation where I just have a good week and I'm able to walk out of Jingle Hell Rock as Platinum Dragon and World Heavyweight Championship. This is four matches on two separate events against what will undoubtedly be four of the best there is in this business. To take any one of those potential matches for granted would be a critical mistake that I cannot make, because this type of opportunity is not going to come my way probably ever again. Now, what I can say is this. I can give you a date. April 21st, 2019. Seems like ages ago, and that's because it is. I mean, with the events that have happened in the world since April 2019, it might as well have been an entire lifetime ago. But April 21st, 2019, State Farm Stadium, Glendale, Arizona, a tale of two heroes. Uncle Frank spears me in the middle of the ring, pins me 1, 2, 3 to capture the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship. And while that was a significant and important moment for my Opaque Brotherhood compatriot, it was also a very significant moment for me, because that's the last time I held the RAWF World Heavyweight Championship. A lifetime ago in this sport, to go that long between my last world championship and potentially having another shot now. And I'm not going to say that I haven't had other opportunities between now and then. I've had plenty. I've had just as many, if not more, than pretty much anybody in RAWF. But every time that I get to the door of destiny, destiny doesn't answer. And I know that oftentimes they say the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. I say practice makes perfect. I'm going to knock on that door this week. I'm going to knock on that door again at Jingle Hell Rock. And I'm going to give everything within my power to walk out of 2022 RAWF World Heavyweight Champion and RAWF Platinum Dragon Champion, because damn it, I have worked harder than anybody else in this company for that right.
You absolutely have. There is no doubt about that. And you're definitely in a position now. We will see if Destiny answers the door. However, got to mention the elephant in the room real quick. There's been a distraction kind of hanging around you as of late in the name of Hobo Ezekiel. And we know what he's been up to. We know what he's been doing. By the way, I got that sweater. Pick that up. You don't want that, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay. I just, because it actually is a pretty cool sweater.
You want one like mine?
Well, you haven't seen the sweater? I'll show it to you. I got it out in the car. But at any rate,
no,
okay.
If he doesn't like that sweater, so does he want one like mine?
Yeah, do you want a pear tree?
What am I going to do with the holiday season?
What?
You're gonna drive me into a rage before Superstars, LA.
Okay, well, I don't want to do that, but I do have to bring it up. What are you going to do to counter the distraction and be able to focus on what the task set before you?
All right. First and foremost, I don't want to say that Hobo Ezekiel is a distraction. Hobo Ezekiel, he's a great man. Zeke is somebody who I am proud to count amongst my friends, and he's got some things, some irons in the fire, if you will. And I don't want to interrupt or discourage this holiday spirit. But
oh yes you do. Come on. Don't lie.
But the Keebler Elf Company and all of their little cohorts and Big Red is being a jolly Saint Dick, and I am about tired of all of these shenanigans. And I am going to absolutely lose my shit if the Lollipop Guild and all of their nonsense cause distractions on such an important night tomorrow. I am here with it, and I hate Chris.
It's going to
be a great night tomorrow. It's going to be a great night
in Pensacola. Tomorrow night, the Paragon of Greatness, probably the biggest matches of his entire career go on tomorrow in Pensacola. Good luck to you tomorrow, Paragon, for sure. And keep just focus. Platinum Dragon World Heavyweight Championship. All right?
Right. It's going to be it's a fantastic night. Nothing's going to ruin it.
Will it be a holy night?
The one goal is that this time next week, we will not be talking about the horrible collapse of Paragon of Greatness.
All right. That coming from the Paragon of Greatness, El Vacant. He sounds confident.
This whole Bob Humbug thing he's got going on, I don't know. It's not cool. He needs to sit down, get himself a nice big bowl of popcorn, maybe with some pickle seasoning. I know he likes pickles, like pickle popcorn. And then, sit down, and he should watch that new Ryan Reynolds movie, Spirited, because I think that would really turn him around and get him into the holiday spirit.
I'm not sure if he and Ryan Reynolds get along these days. Matter of fact, I think there's some issues between the two of them. I know, but at any rate, moving along, let's bring on a man who will at Jingle Hell Rock participate in his annual Candy Cane on a Pole match. Let's see if we've got any news on who he might be facing at Jingle Hell Rock. Let's bring in.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Mr. RAWF, he is the puppet master. He is Judgment. Good evening, Judge.
Good evening, Amadeus. Hello, El Vacant.
Oh, hi.
How are you doing?
So last week you did indeed call out the RAWF roster to see who you would face, who wanted to face you in this Candy Cane on a Pole match. And let's see.
Yeah.
Let me go find that real quick. There it is. Candy Cane on a Pole sign up. Wow. Look at the list of names we got. That's a whole lot of names. A whole lot of names.
And I've got them set up. And what I did is I have got them set up in your randomizer. And we're going to let the randomizer pick a name. And we're going to announce the winner or potential loser here tonight.
All right. So is this? So we have got. Oh, it's quite the list, I must say. Quite the list.
It is a long list.
It is an extremely long list.
How long is it?
Everybody like to be sticky. It's a quite sticky mess in here.
So you want me to randomize, spin it, and find out who you face. Is that the way it's going to work? I put everyone that signed up on here on the wheel. Their names are all on the wheel.
And when it spits out the person, I'll announce the winner or loser.
All right. Here we go. So you don't want to, you want to announce it?
Yeah, I'll announce it.
All right.
Well, well, well.
I don't know who that is.
Well, well, well. Looky here. What we got? The person that I got to face this year is a rematch, Amadeus.
It's a rematch?
The person I'm going to be facing is.
I wanted you to surprise me as well, so I didn't look to see who it spun. You spun it. You looked at it. I'm not looking. So who is it?
Jabu.
I'm sorry, what?
Jabu.
Wow. So technically that's not a rematch. He eliminated you in the Battle Royal last year, but this year it'll be a one-on-one matchup. So how do you feel about this?
It's going to be interesting. It's just going to be interesting to face him again. Of course, he eliminated me last time, and I'm gonna do a little payback this time.
Look, I've seen those candy canes. I don't think that's a little payback.
All right, so it will be you versus Jabu, one on one in a candy cane on a pole match. hopefully, Jabu can get his. Thoughts on it sometime here toward the show before the pay-per-view, but I'd say that's almost a grudge match. Those you two have had your issues, and certainly last year at this time he was jaw-jacking, especially after he eliminated you from the Battle Royal. So with that being said, anything to say to Jabu?
Good luck. This candy cane on the pole match is something that can make a break, and it's going to be a.
I hope the candy cane doesn't break.
It's going to be something.
All right, and surprisingly enough, Jabu taking on Strangleheart tomorrow on Superstars in a Superfly Showdown. The rules are, of course, in a scene that Strangleheart made, and you can all check that out on the RAWF network, but. Judge, tomorrow on Superstars, you will be going one-on-one with, let's see here, was it not listed? Andy Price. Not Fisher Price,
cool.
Andy Price.
Andy Price.
Yes. Not.
Got you.
All right. So, with that being said, Judge, I hate to cut it short, but we've got a lot of callers, and we got little time. So with that being said, any final thoughts?
Yeah, we'll see you at Shingle Hill Rocks. Oh, and just let you know that I will be starting the Hatfield-McCoy tournament this week.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for that report.
Awesome. Yeah, sign up, everyone.
Get in there while you folks can, the Hatfield and McCoy. All right, so now we know what the highlight match of Jingle Hell Rock will be, El Vacant. It will be, and that one's going to be a good one, I think, Judgment versus Jabu. Those two, it was a thing last year when Jabu eliminated from the Battle Royal, so definitely a bit of a grudge here, I would think.
Oh, a little bit.
A little bit. All right, next up, he will be taking on Crazy Serb for an opportunity at the Triple Crown Championship. It wasn't probably what he quite was looking for. How does he feel about this matchup? Let's find out from
Famous. I am immortal.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your Supreme Fighter Champion, the Immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith.
Yeah, good evening, good evening.
So, maybe not quite what you wanted, not quite what you expected, but it is going to happen. A triple crown contender match tomorrow against Crazy Serb, possibly to move on to challenge Money Sue for the triple crown championship at Jingle Hell Rock. What are your feelings about this situation?
You know, when you first announced it, I'll be honest, I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't paying attention. All my focus for the last several months, other than, you know, getting a certain person in a certain cage, you know, other than that, everything had been, you know, about one thing, you know, getting back to the world championship and getting it for the ninth time. And that didn't go the way I wanted it to. And, you know, I realized really somewhere in there, maybe, you know, I was concentrating on the wrong things for the wrong reasons. I decided to step back and kind of look at, you know, my career, my place in this industry, my place in this company, and kind of see, like, you know, what did I really need to do? So when you announced that earlier tonight, I was actually kind of stepped back. Like, I thought about coming in here and saying, you know what, give that shot to somebody else. I don't want it. You know, but then you said something else. You mentioned something that I kind of missed in all of my fervor, you know, is, and it's who that, if I win this match tomorrow, who I get to face. Because if I heard you right, Money Sue has a title in RAWF. Did I hear that right?
Correct. He is the Triple Crown champion after.
That can't stand. That's not okay.
And why is that? I mean,
this is a man whose ego is so large, it makes me look humble. This is a man who talks so much shit that it makes Jobu seem silent. This is a man who can't get things done so badly he makes Strangleheart seem successful. How did he get a title? Did he just get in the ring and talk and talk and talk until everyone else fell asleep and then pinned one of them?
I mean, he beat two pretty strong adversaries at Black Friday in Davila and DW.
Well, they should be ashamed. Losing the money, Sue.
So what I'm hearing from you then is this. You at first were taken aback because, you know, it's the Triple Crown Championship, something you've already had. You weren't really looking to go after it again because it's, you know, it's kind of not on your list of priorities. But upon hearing who the Triple Crown Champion is, you kind of changed your mind and now have a mission of sorts to dethrone Money Sue of the Triple Crown Championship.
Somebody has to. And it might as well be me.
All right. Well, but first, got to get past Crazy Serb. Any interesting history between you and Crazy Serb that you'd like to share with us?
Crazy Serb and I have danced the dance a few times here and there in the Indies, and you know he's quite good. I'm not gonna lie. He is a very, very talented ring worker. His chain wrestling is second to none. He's very, very talented. I'm not going to say it's going to be a cakewalk because it won't be. But I have a pretty successful record against Crazy Serb, so I think the smart money should be on me.
All right. Well, we find out tomorrow if you take that first step towards unseating Money Sue of the Triple Crown Championship. It is what it is. We shall see. Any final thoughts about said matchup between you and Crazy Serb tomorrow?
Yeah, I will put this one thing out there. Crazy Serb, look, I can disrespect you. Like I've already said, you're very talented. Hopefully you hear this before our match. I'm coming to win. But if somehow the stars align for you and you manage to get this win, damn sure better take that belt off of Money Sue or we will have issues.
All right. Well, and with that being said, good luck to you tomorrow against Crazy Serb. A opportunity to regain the Triple Crown Championship will be on the line.
So who's the other two?
Oh, Scythe and Big Effin.
Oh, all right. That would be a good match. I'll have to pay attention to that.
Yeah. Hmm. Yep, they will play
right,
a part.
So it will be on me to take the belt for Money Sue, though. So, all right, fine.
Could be. All right. Thank you, Griff. Appreciate your time. And we'll talk more with you next week. All right. Wow. Still got a lot of people to talk to, folks. Hopefully we'll see if we get through all these. Let's start with this lass. She has an opportunity to regain a title that she held for quite a long time. Does she want that title? Let's find out from... Gentlemen, the lovely Maeve O'Hare is joining us. Good evening, Maeve.
Ow. Got you all right? Your hips than you think. No, that's all right. Ow.
Go here. How about this? This will make it better. Look at this nice, nice, happy, shiny, clean knee just waiting for you.
Why is your knee so shiny?
Well, because of my lucha outfit. It's shiny.
So. It looks shinier. Either you did something different to your pants or they did something different to the lights in here. Oh, well.
So, Maeve, how are you, lass?
Hey.
Wait, first we have to ask the most important question. What do you think of my sweater?
It's a departure from your usual. I'm not used to seeing you in a jumper.
I mean, come on. They'll make it to the pantry. Come on, it's great. You gotta admit, it's funny.
It's certainly something. It's not what I were expecting. It looks nice. It's odd to see you wearing so much shirt.
That's true.
Hold on.
Just for you. Here, I'll take it off for now. I'll put it back on later. It's getting a little warm. Let me just take it off here. Hold on.
I gotta say, we're in Pensacola. We're in Florida. You realize that? And you're wearing a sweater. I'm just saying.
Well, it's not a very heavy sweater.
I mean,
it's not like I'm wearing a shirt under it.
Yeah. All right. Well,
you're certainly not.
Oh wait, here.
How are you?
You know what?
No,
hold on,
no.
They've been a little stifled up. It's been a little while. Hold on, all right. Little peck dance for you.
Yeah, I could have done without
that.
I didn't do it for you.
All right, Maeve. So the question on my mind, and I'm sure a lot of people, it's a Midnight Hobo Contendership match. You're more familiar with the Midnight Hobo Championship than almost anybody in RAWF history, facing Dr. Kent tomorrow. Well, is there motivation to get back the Midnight Hobo Championship, or is this kind of, you know, what is this for you? How do you feel about it?
I'm not someone who's going to sit here and say something about how I'm going to not care about getting a title, because not everyone here is immortal, and some of us have to do the most we can with the time we're allotted. And so if I get a shot at gold, I'm going to go for it. And I do have a certain fondness for the Midnight Hobo title. Obviously, I held it for a good long while, and I set a lot of records with it, though I didn't break the one I were aiming for. And this might be a chance to remedy that mistake. So, yeah, I'm excited about the opportunity to get my belt back, because I don't care what Deez did with it for the 2 seconds that he held it, or what Blake Ladd's been doing with it lately, because I don't trust him nor the company he keeps. So, yeah, I think it might be about time that my belt came home with me.
Well, it very well could. It very well could. You could very well get it back. Just have to get past Dr. Kent tomorrow here in Pensacola to challenge Blake Evan Bradley for the Midnight Hobo Championship. So talk to me about Blake Bradley, what you've seen him and what you know of him and how you feel about him.
I mean, once upon a time, I were rather fond of Blake. I thought he were charming in his American way, and he seemed rather polite and friendly for the most part. And then we had that misunderstanding where he slapped me arse, and, you know, it happens in our industry, and we made amends for that. And then he went and decided to keep company with the most no-account, deceptive, awful people that I've ever met. It just kind of soured me on him, you know?
The IRS? He started hanging out with the IRS?
No, the other one's vacant.
Oh.
With Sheik and them. I was going to say, you of all people should know just how dangerous that can be. But, you know, I'm only human. I've made many mistakes. I've made that same mistake once upon a time, and I learned from it. And it's a mistake I'll never repeat. And so I can only hope for Blake Ladd's sake that that's going to be the case with him at some point. But for now, I just don't like seeing my baby over there in that camp, getting all sorts of disgusting, greasy fingerprints on it. No, so, but obviously there's a roadblock in between me and Blake and my belt in the shape of Dr. Kent. What is he a doctor of? I've asked him, and he won't say. And I'm starting to think that it's like that Dr. Joanna last that Liam used to keep around. I don't want to spread rumors, of course. I ain't a dirt sheet. But I'm starting to suspect that he ain't a real doctor.
Well, I don't know. I've never checked into that, to be honest with you, whether he's an actual MD or not. Could just be an honorary title of some sort. An honorary doctorate? I don't know, but he is definitely not an easy opponent, so you got your hands full tomorrow with him. But
I
if
mean,
you want your...
Go ahead, go on.
But if you want your baby back, you've got to beat him.
I mean, I know that, and last time I was stood in the ring with him, I had English backing me up, and it went pretty well. Obviously, this is going to be a solo endeavor, but I have a good feeling about it. I was on a bit of a down tick, and you know, maybe it's just because it's that magical time of year that everybody loves. So maybe that'll... Maybe it's because it's that magical time of year that everyone worked raw likes. Maybe that'll be my Christmas gift to myself, is getting my Midnight Hobo title back. I think I might put that one at the top of my list.
All right. Well, I hate to cut you short, Maeve. I cut this short. Of course, you can always stay and sit on El Vacant's lap. But
yes,
We've got a lot of people waiting in line right now, more than I expected this evening. We will get to you all by the end of the show. I have extended an extra half hour to make sure we get everybody in. But, Maeve, good luck to you tomorrow against Dr. Kent. We will see if you are indeed the next challenger for the Midnight Hobo Championship.
A quick note before I step back out into the green room. I don't know what Poogs' problem is, but usually I wouldn't advocate for this because I consider it animal cruelty, but a kitty's going to get declawed if she don't behave herself.
Okay. Well,
Good night,
well,
Bob, man.
Well, good night,
Vacant.
Them shots were definitely fired there, I think. I think there was definitely a shot fired there, don't you think?
Maybe.
Alright, well, it is time now to bring on a person who is vying for a shot at the national championship tomorrow, taking on Denzel the Giant. She is the reigning Champions Choice Champion. She is... gentlemen, please welcome Vex to the program. Good evening, Vex.
Good evening, LA. How are you?
I'm fine. So we'll just briefly mention what happened at Black Friday. It was a bittersweet night for you. Was not unable to win the world title, but knowing you, you'll be back for more very, very soon. So I just want a quick take on what you thought of Nightcrawler as World Heavyweight Champion that night. What did he show you?
Well, he showed me he's got friends in low places. The first parts of what he had to say were very gracious and very nice. And then tonight he comes in and he decides to just skew off to the left and congratulate Chris Cage on beating me as well. There was no need for that, Nightcrawler. You know, I was good with things as they stood, except for your little s'mores comment, because I left a lot of respect in there for you, out of respect for Cougar. I played nice. I'm done playing nice. I'm challenging you, Nightcrawler, to a rematch next week. Not tomorrow. Next week. Because I feel absolutely disrespected by not only what you had to say at the end of the match, but tonight. Because if there's anything you should know between Cougar and I is that respect is high on both of our lists. Words go far. You chose the wrong ones.
Okay. Well, so an official challenge issued to Nightcrawler for the World Heavyweight Championship next week. We'll see if he responds in kind to that, but let's focus on what we definitely do know, and that tomorrow you'll be taking on Denzel the Giant for a shot at the national championship currently held by Beast. It's national title, no stranger to you. You're one of the longest reigning national champions. in RAWF history, the woman who's held it, who held it for the longest. Your thoughts?
I'm not too excited about going for the national belt again, like I wasn't too excited about going for the Platinum Dragon title again. Not at all. Not in any way, shape, or form am I excited about this. I'll go out there and I'll try to win because it goes on my record, just like I tried against Hobo for Platinum Dragon, and I tried again for Platinum Dragon, but I'm out there for the win for my record. I'm not out there for the national belt. That's not my aim. Now, if I had managed to land for something that I hadn't held, like Midnight Hobo, save that one accidental misclick by someone, LA. But, you know, it'd be nice to mark off some more things, some more goals, if possible.
No, I mean, I'm sorry you're not too excited about it, but, you know, it is what it is. It is what you got to do, unfortunately, at this point. But
absolutely. It's RAWF gold. I will fight for it. I'm not excited, but I will fight for it because it is RAWF gold.
All right. Well, there you go. There you go. We won't currently, you're in a pretty epic battle with a DW for the Estrogen Championship. We won't touch on that too much tonight, but it is quite
a big impression over here.
You've got friends, and all, it's just amazing sometimes how this goes some days. But we will get back. We will have more on that matchup next week. But with that being said, Vex, it does look like Nightcrawler's turned down your challenge, so there will be no world title match.
Like a chicken shit would. It's fine. He wants to play gracious, and then he wants to turn, and he wants to look good to his buddies, and that's all it is. That's all it is. You know, it is what it is. If I'd have won it from him, I'd have given him an immediate chance to gain it back, but that's not what happened. And he's going to turn tail, and he's going to run, and that's fine. He can run like the coward he is. He can run like the tiny little man that he is. Did he beat me? Absolutely. Absolutely. Were there distractions at the ringside that shouldn't have been there? Absolutely. I made a very direct request, and that was violated. And then the words tonight, going out of his way, oh, yeah, you better believe there's a target now. Because any title he holds at this point in RAWF is my next aim.
Okay. Well, Vex, sounds like you got some motivation, some steam under you. We'll see what happens going forward. Good luck tomorrow against Denzel, and we will see what happens against DW. Never a dull moment, is it?
I mean, if it were dull, it would be bad for ratings.
Good point. Thank you, Vex, for your time, and good luck tomorrow against Denzel, and continued good luck against DW.
Thank you, LA.
All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring on this man.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? Grab the bull by the horns, see all that it goes.
Trying to keep a level head.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron McFadden now joining us here on After Hours. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Robert Amadeus.
So what's up with you, Aaron? What's new? What do you got? What do you got something up your sleeve? I'm hearing rumors. What's new?
So the end of my multimedia championship match, one of my assistants comes down to ringside and says he has attacked some a returning superstar, and I'm like stop, right? I had it at when I get back to the later, but it's being in it caused a moment of hysteria distraction, and my I turn around and Starlight puts me in a submission hold, and that's the end of the match. Thanks to my assistant. So, being my assistant, I decided to dock his pay for a week. But that has nothing to do with RAWF. But that leads me, what his message was, a certain returning superstar wanted to face me at Jingle Hell Rock. Well, it's time to the return of the second annual season beatings ladder match. It's back.
I'm facing this returning
superstar at Jingle Hell Rock in the season beatings match.
So last year you indeed had a season's beatings ladder match. That one was against the current world champion Nightcrawler, and you want to have another one this year at Jingle Hell Rock, kind of starting a new tradition. But you say it's against a returning superstar. There's lots of people. Okay, I give up. Which one is it?
Oh, I think you're pretty but we're going to leave it at that, and they're going to show up, and it's going to be a hell of a, it's going to tear down the house.
Okay. Well, now, we're going to leave it at mystery opponent in this for you. Okay, we can do that. With that being said, good luck to you. I can't wait to see who it is and can't wait to see what happens.
Oh, I'm sure the faces on the crowd will drop when this person returns. Let's just say that.
All right. Should be interesting. Who could he be talking about? All right, Aaron, thank you for your time. I hate to rush you out, but we got other callers on hold. And
before you run me out the door, who's my victim tomorrow?
Oh, your opponent tomorrow on Superstars. Good question. Let's see here.
Is that a cat I heard? The cat.
I didn't hear. You will be taking on Knox Boogie. Knox Boogie will be your opponent tomorrow.
All Knox right? Boogie. I don't think I really face him that much.
Well, this is an opportunity for you. He is a former world champion. He's an RAWF Hall of Famer, two-time RAWF Hall of Famer. So good challenge for you tomorrow in Pensacola in Knox Boogie. All right. All right, Aaron, thank you for your time. Hate to rush you out, but we're very interested in seeing who shows up at Jingle Hell Rock to face you in that season's beatings ladder match. All right. That was Aaron. Who do you think he could be talking about, El Vacant?
I mean, look, for all I know, it's me. It's not me.
It's not you. You're not returning.
I hope it's not me.
You're already here.
Very good point.
You're right there. You can't be returning if you're already here.
Yeah, you make a good... Well, I could be returning to the ring. I haven't been in the ring in a little while now.
No, that doesn't make sense. I don't think it's you.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think it was you, you would know, and I would know.
I would hope.
One of us,
right?
One of us would know. But at any rate, next up, ladies and gentlemen, the reigning Platinum Dragon Champion is joining us. Please welcome... The title machine himself, Mithras, is here. Good evening, Mithras.
Good evening, Amadeus and RAWS folks. How are you?
I'm good. And El Vacant, I'm sure, as well. How do you like El Vacant's sweater? Hey. Wait a minute. He's not wearing – put the sweater back on. You got to show the sweater off.
El Vacant. That sweater is just not helping emphasize your, you know, your upper body there.
Well, I took it off.
I know. But
you
want
to? Hey, you want to do it? You want to do a pec dance with me? Come on. You're the only guy in the company that can do it.
Well, yeah, but I think several of the women would get a little put out by that, although turned on, but still put out. Anyways, sorry. That went the direction I didn't expect it to. Anyway. So,
it went a direction I never wanted to see it go. So,
I didn't think so. So we're gonna back up. That's that beeping sound. So, anyways, great match with Paragon. As you know, I've challenged him for a rematch, even though I won, because I think for both of us, we both want to prove, and if I do, then he does want to prove it wasn't just a fluke or a luck. And so that's why I wanted to do it. And Paragon, I think I didn't hear earlier. Did you accept?
Oh yeah. Paragon accepted. Paragon definitely accepted.
So we're good. We're good to go. Then. Yeah. So that's what that's about. So, but it'll be good. It was a great match, at the pay-per-view, and you're welcome, Amadeus, that we're putting in a pay-per-view match at your weekly show. That should really add to your ratings.
It really should. And here's the thing. I don't know if you heard or not, but Paragon has got an even bigger night tomorrow. Not just your match with him. He's also got a number one contender match for the World Heavyweight Championship against Deez.
Yes. I saw that in the rankings. Congratulations, Paragon and Deez. That one's going to be a good one too. That'll be pay-per-view quality. That might as well be the championship match, quite frankly. So much like my match with Paragon will be a championship match for real, the one that he and Deez are in, that's championship quality, pay-per-view quality. So good luck, Paragon. I'm pulling for my boy Deez, I got to say. He's my tag team partner.
And that's fair.
Yes.
However, if you do successfully defend against Paragon tomorrow in Pensacola, you will then go on to Jingle Hell Rock to defend against either two of your favorite opponents, one being Teflon Sheik, who just faced last week on Superstars, or Hobo Ezekiel, one of those two, and you're very familiar with both of them. Would you say that no matter which one of those people win, your match tomorrow with Paragon will be the tougher go of the two?
Yeah, but that's not because Ezekiel is not good. That has nothing to do with his skill. It has everything to do with Paragon. And I know that I'm not just battling Paragon physically. I'm battling his mentality. And that's why, the mantra here on this side has been burn the ships. Let go of your past, man. just don't think about the past. Think about the now. Think about tomorrow. Just burn the ships that could take you backwards. And I think he's got that battle going on in his head. I'm not going to argue it. That's just my opinion. And so I think that'll be the tougher battle. But if I had a choice of whom to defend against, if I'm still the champ, again, I think Zeke is probably the better technical wrestler than Sheik. But Zeke, no offense, I want Sheik to win because I want to beat the crap out of the guy. I almost want to injure him. I shouldn't, but I kind of do want to.
No, I get that. I do.
Yep.
I think a lot of people feel that way, Mithras, about Teflon Sheik.
Plus, you know, he ran over me with a freaking Bentley.
That's true.
And,
he did.
And there is a certain Rolls-Royce race that is now sitting in my garage waiting to be started up and rolled over a creepy Sheik in a title match or not. It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, so a little bit, definitely some bad blood there, if it is indeed Teflon Sheik at Jingle Hell Rock. But we shall see. You have to get past Paragon, and then we have to see who wins that match. So any final words?
I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch.
Any final thoughts for Paragon? Anything to say
Paragon,
to him before the big match tomorrow?
Good luck. And I hope you take the challenge as a compliment, because I think we both want to prove it wasn't fluke, wasn't luck, and we wouldn't both want to do that if it was some scrub that we were talking about here.
All right.
I do have something else. I do have something else real quick. Is Money Sue coming on tonight?
He was here. He was on hold for a while, but we weren't able to get to him before he dropped off. I don't know that he'll be back.
Okay. Well, in the back, the Mithkrians, quietly came in. A small group quietly came in, and they had some words for Money Sue. And looking back there, they don't want to say it unless he's in the room. So I'll say it for them. Money Sue's a dumbass. You saw him go with that?
You can say that. That's fine. You can say it. You can say it again.
Let's say it again.
I'm sure.
Dumbass.
Strangleheart. Sorry, I got into the.
No, Strangleheart. Well, fuck Strangleheart. But Money Sue's a dumbass. I mean.
Right.
And
the callback answer has been, Strangleheart.
That's right. You're right. So there we go. That's all.
All
Your
right. Well,
quite rude, by the way. Funny.
Oh, and hey, one other thing, Amadeus. Are you going to start calling this extra half hour every Saturday night that you have to extend the show? Are you going to call that the Mithras extension?
No, it's not. It wasn't just you tonight.
I'm always calling late. Okay. Yeah. All right. And you don't have to take the call. You can just say, dude, get here. Because it seems like whenever I call in, it's always an extra half hour for you. And I apologize.
It just happened. We had a lot of people. We still got at least a couple more to get to here that are on hold. So,
okay, can I stay on the line if you need?
You absolutely
can. Any of them want to yell at me? Awesome.
Oh,
thank you, sir. Good night, everybody. Good night, Paragon. Hit the gym, man.
All right. That was the title machine, Mithras. He is ready for his match against the Paragon of Greatness tomorrow, which I really am looking forward to this rematch, Elvik, and probably more than anything to see what will happen tomorrow in Pensacola. Tomorrow's card is going to be so very interesting to see what happens, especially with Paragon. What can Paragon do tomorrow? Can he beat Mithras? Can he go on to win the World Heavyweight title? So many questions, so little answers that we won't get until tomorrow. All right, time to join an old friend calling in. Let's see what we get from the one and only.
Big long song for everybody! We'll be right back.
and gentlemen, the enigmatic, the, well, there's so many things you could call him, but don't call him sane.
Late for dinner.
He is Draven Blackbird, ladies and gentlemen. Draven.
Hello. I'm calling on an update.
An update?
Hello?
Yep.
Yes, an update.
What kind of update?
Well, I am currently getting the rust off a bit with a company called Power Slam Pro Wrestling. And when I get the rust shut off, I should be back.
Woohoo!
And if you ever want to see it, it's on YouTube.
Ah!
Just to let you know.
Ah, you have to shoot me the link. I want to see what the rust looks like flying off your body. I mean,
most of the people look like wish list versions of actual wrestlers, though. Just to let you know. Like the main guy, Sean Blaze, he looks like, you know, a wish list version of a mixture of Chris Jericho and Shawn Michaels had a baby. The only person I get along with is a guy named Vinny Mac, but that's because he buys food all the time, so we won't go there. But yes, once I get the rust off a bit, I will be coming back.
That's good, because I still have a whole shipment of straight jackets from your last run that I can resell, that I can sell again. Put them on the tables and make some more money off of you because of them straight jackets. I never understood that.
That's okay. I took a couple of your My Little Ponies from your house anyway.
Oh, I don't have My Little Ponies. Why are we doing this again?
No, because he took them.
And then why is there a whole collection down in your basement?
Because you put them there.
Oh, yeah. A couple Christmases ago. I forgot.
I'm going to resell those, too.
Oh, but they're worth a lot of money.
They're actually kind of valuable.
Don't forget, do not get rid of that magical Leopluridon. It'll show you the way.
A magical what?
The magical Leopluridon. It'll show you the way.
How do you even know this? I don't even know what that
means. Because it's in your basement.
It's not.
The magical Leopluridon, Charlie.
I'm lost. I got nothing.
Yeah. So nice to have you back, Draven.
I know. How's that headache?
It's there. I almost got through a whole show without one. But thanks to you, as usual.
Oh, is that a judgment not here?
No, Judge is here. He was just.
He didn't
not,
give you a headache? Oh, he failed. Did. He failed. He's fired. I'm done with him. He's supposed to pick up the slack while I'm gone. Shame on him. Spankings for him later.
Well, maybe you should have.
Like
never mind.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, so you say it's whenever you get the rust off, do you have a potential return date in mind, Draven?
I'm going to say... because the shows are usually Saturdays or Sundays, to be fair. So I'm going to say January, February, either the end of January or February.
All right. Fair enough. Wait a minute. Whoa, hold on a second. Wait a minute. We just had somebody...
No.
A few minutes ago, say that they're facing... It's not you?
I don't even know that jolly lot of nicknames.
What?
I don't even know who that guy is.
Okay. All right, so it was not you.
I'm not downgrading the guy. He might be a great wrestler, or he might be a taco. Who knows? You know, tacos talk.
What are we talking about tacos? Half my business is tacos.
I know, and I love your tacos. Mm. Especially the chicken burrito. Mm-hmm.
Did you just have an orgasm on air?
Foodgasm is different.
Talk about Bruno.
All right. So you are not Aaron McFadden's mystery opponent at Jingle Hell Rock, correct? Is that what you're saying?
Aaron McFadden. That sounds like a bad Irish song. Hello,
okay.
My name is Aaron McFadden. Sorry. But he's, I mean, he seems cool. I mean, he might be a good wrestler. He might be a taco. I don't know. No, but it's not me. I've never heard of the guy.
Okay. All right. Just making sure, because, you know, like he said it was a returning superstar, and you certainly fit the mold. But
I mean, does he like straight jackets?
He might, actually.
He might. He likes electric chairs. He likes
Ooh.
Electric chairs.
Cool. He's like Uncle Fester.
He likes
violence. In his mouth.
And, you know, he's ice cold.
He is ice cold.
Oh, vanilla ice?
That's different.
No.
Oh. Okay. That's Paragon, right?
Well, I mean, Paragon's pretty vanilla, but I don't know.
Yeah. Fair enough. And
all right, Draven. What?
So I just wanted to give you that update. That's mainly it.
All right, awesome.
You
well,
know.
It's good to know that you will be back with us in the very near future, looking at a January to February return. Awesome. Just so you know, our first pay-per-view in 2023 will be February 12th. It will be RAWF Love Hurt.
Oh, definitely way before that then.
Okay, awesome. Good to hear. So with that being said,
I don't know what costume
don't...
I'm wearing. Should I be a pirate, or should I be the Crow, or should I be Batman?
I'd go with Batman.
Question.
Go with Batman.
Batman, yeah. Okay, that works. Yeah, okay.
All right. Thank you. So, Draven, if we don't hear from you before then, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. You enjoy the holidays,
and
all right?
A very Merry Christmas to all of you, and make sure you drink a lot of rum.
Thank you, sir. That was Draven Blackbird, ladies and gentlemen. He is saying he will be back in early 2022 or 2023, January or February. Looking forward to that. All right, our last caller of the evening, ladies and gentlemen, is had it a bit rough over the last couple months, especially at Black Friday when he took on the Immortal Griffith in the electrified steel cage. Let's hear from gentlemen, Fire Chief Bill now is joining us on After Hours. Bill, good evening.
Good evening, Amadeus. And good evening, everybody out there. So,
Bill, you managed to survive this past month. No thanks to, of course, the maestro and whatnot. But how are you feeling? How are you doing? And what's on your mind?
Well, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and just sitting there on trainer's tables, because I got to tell you, two of the matches that I had, no offense intended to anyone, but two of the matches were really horrible. The first match was against Mithras, And Mithras is always tough, always tough. He seems to be my kryptonite for some reason. He's probably everybody's kryptonite in some way or another. But Mithras really really put it on me. I got a little bit back with Lady Vec. Ended up winning that match. And then the last match, Black Friday against Griffith in that electrified steel cage. That one, I haven't been around due to that match. I've been seeing a lot of trainers. Been doing a lot of healing, and a lot of thinking. You know, it's just. You know, it's just, it's been rough, man. It's been rough. Now, I've come to the realization that I need to take my own destiny in hand and stop following everyone else. I think that's my shortcoming. I ended up listening to your dumbass and, I ended up paying for it big time. And it's just taught me a few lessons, taught me a few things. One of which, don't trust you. So.
I mean, for the record, technically, you shouldn't trust Maestro.
No. That's bullshit. I call bullshit on that. Still the same person. Might be two sides of the same coin. But deep down, it's still Lord Amadeus. Just because he changed his name a little bit and started frying people with electricity.
Don't remind me.
And doing things of that nature. It's deep down, it's still there. You can't fool me. Maeve might have... drove the Maestro out. But you and I both know Amadeus. He's still there. You can say what you want. He's still there. And I'm going to resign myself to stay away from you. I know we're friends. We've been, nope, let me speak. We've been friends for a long time. But that has changed. Because you had me, and I know Griffith is immortal. You know, and in a way, I pretty much didn't think it would affect me because, hey, he's Griffith, he's immortal. But you convinced me to kill somebody. And it can take a long time for me to get over that. Yeah, I can wrestle in the ring. I can bend somebody, twist them, pick them up, slam them on the ground, twist them some more, and slam them again and get the three count. That's different from taking a life. And especially during this month. It's Christmas. You know, and it's just, it's rough. And I just, Griffith, I know you're listening. Maeve, I know you're listening. I really do, truly wish to apologize. I don't know if you can ever forgive me. And I really don't expect you to. I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm sorry. And I mean it with every fiber of my being. So you guys might not see me for a while because I think I have to step back. I'm still gonna be tag teaming with my partner Aaron McFadden. Oblivion Express is still gonna roll over people. but I think I'm going to be taking a step back. I'll make that decision, but I am leaning towards not forgiving myself because I let you control me. And I'm a fire chief. I don't let people control me. I control people. So with that, I'm just going to say good night, and I'm going to step away and let you continue the show. And I'm literally going to step away from you because I'm feeling froggy. I might jump. So I'm going to stop that and just I'll say goodbye and walk away. And y'all will see me around. I'm not sure how much, but you will see SCB1 rolling around town. And tomorrow night on Superstars, whoever I take on, good luck to them. Because I got some things to get off my chest.
Okay. Well, Bill, I was going to congratulate you on becoming the Anything Goes champion, your first RAWF gold. But I'm sorry you feel the way you do.
Well, thank you for that. And I want to thank STV. And Chaz for the matches. They were good matches. And I'm proud to be the Anything Goes champion. I've signed up for next season, and hopefully I will retain. But you know, just, I got a lot of thinking to do, man. And you're the center of it. So. Yeah, like that.
All right, Bill. Well, I wish you the best. I honestly do. So hope maybe somewhere down the line we can work it out. But if not, I understand. And you take care, all right?
Yes, sir.
Fire Chief Bill, everybody. All right, well... Oh, Vacant, it's been a long evening, no doubt about it. Been a very long evening, had some ups and downs. And tomorrow on Superstars, I'm no doubt is going to continue with the ups and downs. Your last thoughts about any of the matches tomorrow, any one particular one that you're looking forward to comment on before we go off the air? You got like 4 minutes.
Well, I mean, I still have this letter from Blake that I was supposed to read.
Oh, yes, yes, I keep forgetting about that. Please, go ahead and read that.
Right, let's open this thing up here. Give me a minute. Oh, what's this? Oh, actually, I'm really nice leatherhead. It's kind of embossed, so it's kind of it's nice. 2L Vacant, a token of my gratitude. Thanks for being a fan. BFB. And then there's a little press release here. What does it say? For this shake, we take our finest vanilla cream, blend it with fresh mango, and add a swirl of chamoy throughout the cup. We top it with crushed bocadine, fresh whipped cream sprinkled on a healthy dose of tajin. They would call it the big chili. All proceeds from this shake will go to help. Oh, look at this. This is Venice. All proceeds from this shake will go to help all the sanctuaries that help protect all the former donkey show donkeys all throughout Tijuana. Oh, that's very touching. Thank you, Blake. The monkeys will very much appreciate that. Elf will probably appreciate that too, because most of the donkeys are on her property.
Okay. That was unexpected and
right.
Okay. Well, that was a letter from Blake Bradley to L Vacant. And I think on that note, just because it was odd, we'll call it an evening. What do you think?
Sure, we can do that.
All right, we'll even skip promotions unless there was something you really wanted to promote tonight.
Well, I did want to let people know the new holiday special for the taco trucks that will be now through the next pay-per-view. It is a Mexican holiday treat. It's called buñuelo. Buñuelo. It is it's a Mexican fried dough served with syrup and some sugar and some other things. It's very yummy. It's kind of like a beignet, but, you know, less French.
All right. Thank you, L. Vacant. We're going to call it an evening. We're going to play us out. I'm going to play us out with a Christmas song. Y'all have a happy week. We will be here we'll be here next week on RAWF After Hours with results from last week's Superstars. There were three big title matches still ongoing for the men's, the estrogen, and the tag team championships. We'll cover those next week along with any contender matches that finished, and we will preview Jingle Hell Rock. For L Vacant, I am Lord Amadeus. This has been RAWF After Hours. Good night, everybody.
Absolutely.